Okay, let's talk about your new Madefire series. How did that all come about?
Actually, you know, I've known Liam for years. We did some Barbarian stuff years ago. We've been trying to do stuff ever since. And then Ben Abernathy was my my editor at Wildstorm briefly, you know, DC, before he departed there. So it started out as just among friends. And then they showed me the, you know, the app that they're working on. I was really interested. So they hired me to write, you know, just a couple horror shorts. I'm not really doing any series right now, but I just really wanted to play with, you know, because there's a lot of things you can do with that app that you just, that you can't do with horror comics. So I really wanted to, you know, so I just really, really wanted to try it out. And it's been fun because, you know, one of the things, because of, as you know, each panel sort of reveals itself at a time.
Mm-hmm.
As a horror writer, I generally have to wait for a page turn for that moment. You know, that's probably my biggest tool, you know, for hiding something from a reader is you put it on the page that they've got to turn to. Now with the Madefire, I can do that every panel, which is really fun. You know, because I can have the character standing there and saying something, and the next panel appears next to it, and there's a, you know, and there's a ghost standing next to him. You know, so there's some really unique opportunities, you know, to try to scare people. You know, from that to the music to those 360 splash pages.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So I just wrote him a couple shorts, and I think they got the first one up called "Severing the Curse" with Mark Texaria. And Temple Smith, Ben did a cover for it. I'm just waiting to start working on the next one, actually.
How do you think Severing the Curse is different from the other work that you've created that fans are, you know, familiar with?
I don't know if it's different, you know. It's a horror story. I'm trying to find a twist on the werewolf legend. You know, I mean, I did what I could in four pages. Again, so, but yeah, I'd say it's just, you know, it's a straightforward horror story as opposed to, you know, me trying to, you know, change my style or anything like that.